balances, allowing ourselves into highest claim, allowing ourselves into transformative endeavor. So the more that we remember we're in the process of transformation, it's not an everyday typical day, it's a holiday in the States, but nevertheless, each and every day we're growing in our sunshine, each and every day we're growing in our acknowledgement, each and every day we're growing at last. So allow yourselves to receive the vision of light. So when they say vision of light, there's light, there's extreme bliss, there's welcoming energy exchange, there's holy remembrance, there's welcoming posturing, there's welcoming significance. So the idea is it's welcoming us, and it's welcoming us verily, meaning like it's very interested in us. It wants to know us. It's sort of like someone coming over and like, hi, how are you? So the more that we understand that we're its very guest, in other words, we're the center of attraction, excuse me, not from an ego perspective, not from a specialness, but from a divine authorship, in other words, from a divine design. So the more that we understand that now is our time of empowerment, now is our time of awakening, now is our time of advancing, now is our time of really crystallizing our intention of arriving. So our arrival time is not out there in the ether, sometime far, far away in a distant galaxy or land. It's literally upon us in this very vicinity, in this very moment, in this very gesturing, in this very request. So the more that we feel given, meaning that we are open to receiving, the reason being, we have been programmed to identify with the hardship. Open up the news, find out what's wrong with today. It's like we do it in the external, we do it in the internal because we've been programmed. So this is literally changing the scenery, changing the focus, changing the attention. And so the more we remember to tend our mind to our receptivity, to our holy remembering, to our heavenly gesturing, it's here at a glance, it's here in an instant, it's here in a full orchestration at last. So allow yourselves to be given. So again, given meaning that droplets of light, holy remembrance, heavenly glow, heavenly significance, heavenly upgrade. So that heavenly upgrade, they were like, okay, and then pause. Because we want to take that leap of faith. When I just said leap of faith, the blue orbs that are accompanying us are tremendous. So whatever we just said about that upgrade, we want to feel that. We want to just really feel that shuffle. We want to feel that energy exchange. Just imagine you arrived here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but you were also slumbering, meaning that you were traveling with the old paradigm by your side, the paradigm of fear and judgment and lack, and we know that very, very well. And so just imagine shaking it off and being lifted up steadily. So again, when they talk about receiving, lifting up steadily, taking an upgrade, it's like, let me lend you a hand. So imagine getting on a horse and someone's like, you know, would you like a lift up? And so we say yes, because we look at the height of the horse and it's like, that would be a great proposal. Thank you very much. So we want to receive this in our due arrivals time. In other words, we're being lent a hand to be lifted up. And so because we don't have that physical horse in front of us, sometimes we forget to arrive is what they're saying. In other words, we get so busy by distractors. Gotta do the laundry, gotta pay the rent, like da 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 da. And we just sort of use up our energy without recognizing that we're due for change, that we're due for liftoff, that we're due for transformation. So allow yourselves to receive that free ride. They're back to the horse ride. So again, that ride being that upgrade, being that announcement. So when they said announcement, it was like, how would I say that? Kind of like that hit, like that perfect alignment. That perfect alignment where we now are free. So what are we free of? We're free of the past paradigm. We're free of the past drama. We're free of the past hurt. We're free of the past authority. And so how do we know that? We know that when we stay still. So when they're saying they stay still, it's sort of like going beyond that mind, going beyond the mind to the internal present. And when we feel that present, when we feel the presence, that is our true birthright, which is our I Am presence, which is our higher self, that is igniting the flame. In other words, just imagine, just the way you would take a lighter and you burn the incense or candle, whatever. So now you want to imagine the ignited flame at your higher heart. It's alive and well. What we want to do is we want to respond to it. What we want to do is to coincide with it. What we want to do is graduate its right to be seen. You may see it, you may sense it, you may feel it, but we remember when we place our attention there, when we receive our upgrade in due kindness and due gesturing, our life's never the same because we are no longer the same. We've permitted ourselves to glow. We permitted ourselves to be enlightened. We permitted ourselves to awaken to the truest aspect of self. So when we receive this alignment, when we receive this heavenly exchange, when we receive this rite of passage, we can expect miracles. So now miracles are the transference of faith that's now upon us. So again, when we look in our life and we look at our various attributes, what we're seeing is our new development, our new vibration, our new consent, our new energy exchange, our new alliance, our new awareness. And so again, what we then profess to, what we then become attracted to, what we then become interested to, is going to be of a new season, because we have now seen, we have now agreed, we have now accepted to the receptivity of the light. And so as that makes its way into our apparent awareness, in other words, as we notice it in consciousness, because remember, everything's here, everything that can possibly exist already is. We're learning how to remember to keep that faith that we begin again. So we receive that new consciousness, we receive that new invitation, because it could have been right under our nose the whole time, but it wasn't part of what we were allowing in, so it just sort of passed us on by. So this is like the guy that was there the whole time and we were looking the other way. This is a spiritual gift that was just waiting for us to advance, that it's like, oh my gosh, I think I can do this now, or I think I'm ready to begin. So allow yourselves to be complete. Complete is whatever your next step is, it's duly noted. You may consciously have awareness of it. It may just be a feeling. It may just be a tickle under your nose, but it is there. So we want to treasure that. We want to invest in that. We want to claim that. We want to say yes to that. They're correcting me. They're saying we actually already did claim it, but we want to invest in it. In other words, we want to pay attention to it. We want to give it our full authority, our full consent. So allow that to be received. Allow that to be placed at your higher altar. In other words, we're saying yes. So when I'm receiving it, obviously I don't have an altar nearby, but I can feel it in my higher heart, where like I'm falling in love with it. I'm saying yes to it. So when you fall in love with the mate, it's sort of like, yes, I want to be with you for a lifetime. Basically, we're mating ourselves. So when we're saying yes, let me be with you in this very lifetime. Let me know more about you. Let me see what you're now ready to birth through me, as me. So receive this on all kind levels. And again, we're extending this love, we're extending this generous kindness to all that are ready to be aware, because we are, again, awakening to our Christ self, to our ascended self. There are many, many beyond our understanding that are going to pay witness to our energy exchange. And by witnessing us, whether in the physical, whether in the ethers, they too will soon arrive. In other words, the energy is going to look attractive, and they're like, I agree. So when we send up our flares, in other words, when we consent to our heavenly best, it's not just for our own approval, it's not just for our own enjoyment, we understand this, it's for the collective to follow and proceed. So in other words, we're here raising consciousness, we're here traveling to 5D reality. And so this is ready to go, it's occurring now, it's happening now, again and again and again, as we recognize our entitlement, as we recognize our readiness, as we recognize our transformed faith. So receive this mighty engagement, receive this mighty energy exchange. They're inserting mighty, if you notice, at the very end, because again, helping us feel that strength, helping us feel that empowerment. So the whole point of the day, bringing up the divine feminine into equal balance, feeling that empowerment so that we have the due authority to be in charge of that good faith. We each have a vision. We each have a dream. We each have a divine appointment to fulfill. So we want to feel that empowerment. We want to feel that strength. We want to feel that mighty at ease, meaning being at ease in feeling your might and feeling your strength. A lot of us, it's like, just be pretty, be small, be, you know, don't cause waves, whatever it is. Some of us are clearing out traumas, some of us have just been overly socialized, but whatever it is, we're ready to start again. So we want to feel that. In closing, you want to feel that. So it's like, feel that authority, feel that root chakra, feel your feet on the ground connecting to Gaia. Feel that crown chakra, feel the column of light going up 12 feet, 13 feet, 14 feet. So if we could see ourselves clairvoyantly, there'd be no question about our strength. We want to feel that because some of us are starting to receive ideas and it's like, do I dare? Do I have it in me to do it? But if we understood who we truly are, then of course we knew that this is of course the reason we're here. So allow that to transfer. Again, that transfer is a download. So the second we said transfer is like, boom, it's here. All we have to do is say yes to it. Say yes and receive. Receive, 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 allowing your I Am presence to merge fully into your alignment, into your consciousness. Allowing that birthing to take place. And so it is. Oh my gosh, everyone's opening up so, so, so.